We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, three lines from the top, with Tzadik Ches Amad Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hamavir Dalad Amos, Vershus HaRavim Mekura, Potter. If you carry four Amos in Vershus HaRavim that has a roof, a roofed Vershus HaRavim, it's Potter. Why? Because you're in a Dimel Digle Midbar. It's not similar to the Digle Midbar. We learn out Rishus HaRabim from the Midbar, where there were 600,000 people in the Midbar. So in the Midbar, they didn't have a roof. So a Rishus HaRabim that has a roof is not a Rishus HaRabim and a Potter. So, first of all, as like to speak out of Kasha, the Halacharika asked that in the Midbar, they walked with the Anonim. They always had the Anonim on top of them, the clouds. So how can you say they didn't have a roof? They did have a roof. So the Ritva here asked the question, and the Ritva here says, because it's not considered a roof. And Shaz, what's Pshat? So if you look at the Avnei Nezer, Pshat is like this, that the Gemara in Yavama says that the northern wind did not blow in the Eden were in the Midbar. Therefore, they didn't do the Mila. And the Gemara says, why didn't it blow? It says, because it would have blown the clouds away. So you see that this cloud, they would have got blown away with the Ruach Metzuyah. So if it could be blown away with the Ruach Metzuyah, it's not considered a roof, and therefore that wouldn't be considered a roof. So like upon him, anything that has a roof is not called a Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara, Frekti Marakasha, Eini, Vahagolos, the Mekuros Havyan, the wagons, which were Mekuros, we'll see in a second what that means, it had a roof. Amar Rav Mishim Rav Chia, Golos, the wagons that the Levium used, Takhtayim, under it, Ubeinayim, and between the two wagons, Vitzideim, and to the side of it is Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to give a little akdama to explain the Mara's Kasha and to explain what's going on here. The Bnei Merari who carried the Krashim, they used four different agalos. And with that, they used to carry the 48 Krashim down in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 48 Krashim. Krashim were the beams that made up the walls of the Mishkan. There were 20 on each side, so that's 40. And there were 8 in the back, that's 8, so it's 48. Divided by four wagons, there was 12 krashim on each wagon. Each wagon was 5 amos in length, and the width was 5 amos, which includes the wheels. And the Gemara is going to say that the actual wagons were, the space of the width of the wagon, the space of the wagon itself was 2.5 amos. And the width of the space between that and the wheels were the other 2.5 amos, which means 1.25 each side, and 2.5 amos in the middle, but 5 amos wide altogether each agala, and 5 amos long. Now, Rav says, and the way they put the, and one more thing, when the way they put the krashim on top of the agalas, were the agalas, the krashim were 10 amos long, they put the length of the krashim across the width of the wagons. Across the width of the wagons. So we said the width of the wagons is altogether 5 amos, but 2.5 amos of wagon space, and with the wheels it was 5 amos wide. They put the krashim to the width of the wagons. And we'll see how many krashim, how they lined it up. It had to be 12 per wagon, but how they lined it up we'll see in a second. So the krashim was 10 amos long, and they put it to the width of the wagons. So another thing was, when they traveled together, we saw in the Mishnah, that they traveled two wagons next to each other, two in front and two in back of them. So if they each had krashim on top of it, and the space between the two wagons were 5 amos also, space between the two wagons. So if each wagon had a krashim on top of it, so it turns out that the wagons are covered by krashim, and in between the two wagons also are covered by krashim. In between the wagons are covered by krashim because they jut out from each side of the wagon another 5 amos. Because another 2.5 amos, altogether 5 amos. Why? Because it's the 5 amos of the keresh is over the wagon, then 2.5 amos sticking out each side. So in the middle is 2.5 amos sticking out towards the other wagon. So the middle is covered. Even though it was 5 amos between two wagons, it was covered by the beams. So, Frey Tamar Akasha. Now, let's go back to the Mara's Kasha. V'ha'agolois, the wagons, the Mekuris have, and it was roofed. V'ha'ma Rav Mishim Rav Chia, agolois, tachtehem, under the agola, uvinehem, and in between the wheels of the agola and to the walls of the Hagala, Vitzideyem, and to the side of the Hagala, which means between the two Hagalas, Rav said all these places are Rishus Rabim. Heck, he said it's Rabim, just because people walk there, but Lamaisa, it's roofed, because under the Hagala and Bineyem Vitzideyem, it's all covered completely by Krushim, by these beams. So heck, he said it's Rishus Rabim. We just finished saying that anything that has a roof is not Rishus Rabim. And for the Gemara, Kikama Rav, when Rav said it was a Sharabim Bidarasa, it's in the gaps, between the beams. And the Gemara doesn't explain why were the gaps in between the beams. But when we figure out how many beams are per wagon, we'll figure out there are gaps in between the beams. And in those gaps, where there was no covering of beams, that's where it's a Sharabim. So tomorrow, let's figure out these gaps. Mechti. Orcha da'gol ka'amahava. How long was the wagon? Like we said, chamesh amin. It was 5 amas long. Push to the keresh ka'amahava. Each keresh was, the height was 10 amas. And then the width was 1.5 amma by 1 amma. So we're lining it. The length is to the width of the wagon. So we're lining it up. We're lining it up either by the 1.5, the thick part of it, or by the thin part of 1 amma. So first of all, try to say the 1.5 amma, because it's better to lie it on the 1.5 amma, because it's more sturdy that way. So the first, kamahavi chamish amin. Pass through the keresh, kamahavi. How wide is the keresh? Amso palgo, amma and a half. So how many krushim can you fit in 5 ammas? So tops 3, because each one is 1.5 ammas wide. So 3 times 1.5 is 4.5. So push the keresh, kamahavi. Amso palgo, amma and a half. Kama Moisif, how many do you fit in on a wagon? Tlasa, 3, which means 4.5. Pashalei, Pagadamso. So you have left space, 0.5 amma. Now, if you space it evenly, 3 krushim, so you have 2 spaces for 0.5 amma. How much is 0.5 amma? 3 tvachim. How much is, so each space gets a quarter of a tefach, which is how much? A quarter of an amma, which is how much? 1.5 tefach. So we might say like this, if you're putting it on the wide side of the krushim, so how much could you fit is 3? So that takes a 4.5 space. You have a half a tefach left. If you space it evenly, you have a half a amma left. And if you space it evenly, so there's a quarter of an amma in this space and a quarter of the next space. A quarter of an amma is 1.5 tefach. So for the Gemara, there's no Rishus Rabim those gaps because you have lovets, so you have it's considered you have a roof there. Anything that's less than 3 tefachim is called lovets, like closed up, so like you have a roof. So let's read it in the kasha. Push the keresh kama hava amso palgo 1.5 amos kama moisiv. How much can you fit on the wagon? Plus a 3. Partially palgo. You left palgo the amso. You left with a 0.5 amma. Kishadi le mar baini baini. When you stick those spaces evenly, space it between the krushim. Kalava dummy. It's loved because anything less than 3 tefachim is loved. And here it's a quarter of an amma, which is 1.5 tefach. So we know Misavis Kachim Afusal. You have a monoklu who said the krushim were on the wide side. They were on the thin side. Monoklu Achudam. They were on the sharp side, on the thinner side. They were put on the 1 amma side. So now, just to speak out, when you put in 3, you had that 12. You had to pile it up by 4. That's till now. Now it's saying you put it. You're putting it on the 1 amma side. Monoklu Achudam. Put on the 1 amma side. So now, how many do you fit into 5 amas? So tomorrow in Amazon, you don't put 5 krushim of 1 amma width on the 5 amma agola because that gets too tight. That's number one. And number two is they had these brichim, they had these rings on the outside of the beams, and they were always they're stationary on the beams. So that also took a little space. You couldn't fit 5 if each one was an amma. So it was achudam, monachlu, soif, sumcha the karash kamahava. Amsa, how wide was the carriage? 1 amma. Kamava Moisiv, how much did you fit onto the wagon of 5 ammas long? Arba, 4. So how much do you have left? Pashlo Amsa, you have 1 amma left of space. If you space it evenly, so if it's 4 beams, you're going to put 3 spaces of this. So you split an amma by 3, which means 2 tefachim each. Again, it's loved. Kishadlu mar beni beni kalavadam. It's still, again, it's loved. So the kasha is, how can you say under the krushim, under the agalos, or in between the agalos, or the side of the agalos, are Rosh Rabim, Aya has a roof because it was covered by the krushim. And we're saying over here, Mamanav Shach, if you put the krushim on the 1.5 sides, then for sure it's loved. Even if it's on the one side, you put 4, you have 1 amma left, but if you split it, even space it evenly, you're going to have 2 tvachim each, and it's still going to be loved. And again, if you put in If you're putting it on the 1.5, you put in 3, then you have to put on, pile it up by 4, because you need 12. And if you put 4, then you pile it up by 3. That's just agav. Okay, but the Gemara's question is, the Chayitz always loved. I have a Teretz, according to Man the Yamar, the Gemara on my base, that has machloek is what the Kroshim looked like. One Man the Yamar said, the Kroshim, which were 1.5 amma, 1 amma, and it was 10 ammas high, it was a square straight to the top. It was one solid piece straight to the top. It didn't get tapered to the top. But another Man the Yamar says that on the bottom was 1.5 amma, 1 amma. But as it went up to the top, it got tapered until a point. Because, like, basically, a picture inside the Mishkan, everything was 100% straight. But outside, the walls were slanty, you know, getting smaller and smaller as it went up. So the question was, how did that Kroshim Lechaikis learn from Sukkim? How did Kroshim learn? It looked. So, Hanich Lamandim, Kroshim Lamatam, Oivin Amma, Milmala Kolam, Halkanat Ketzba. If you learned that the bottom was Amma, then on top it got smaller and taller Etzba. Shapir. So then it's good we understand how the space, there's much more space in between the Kroshim. Because picture the Kroshim, they look like these, it's not mamas, a triangle, but it looks like you know, like the Kevesh of the Mizbech type idea. So the Kroshim, they got smaller on top. So when you line them up, four of them, so on one end, there's only very little space. But as you get further on, there's much more space because they're tapered and they're getting thinner to Ka'etzba. So then, in between those spaces, those gaps, will be your Shusha Rabbim. So, Honich Lamandi Yama Kroshim Shemata Oivim Amma Malun Kol Halkanak Etzba Shapir. Lamandi Yama Kroshim Shemata Oivim Amma. Kachem Malun Oivim Amma. But, according to Man Yama says, that just on the bottom, it's Sticka Amma, on top it's Sticka Amma also. Mayik Lameymar Tshver. How do you have a space that's Shusha Rabbim under the Agos, under the Kroshim? So, the Gemara Amrav Kana Be'at Bo'i. So it's two pshatim in the word atbayim means. So Rashi's first pshat means, atbayim means the lashon of rings. That since the kroshim have these rings and these tubes that were attached to the outside of it, you couldn't put four lined up with only two tefachim in between. Because they get too close to each other because of the rings. So what we had to do is, you put the groups of two. The two were back to back, so the Taboyis didn't touch back to back. So beginning of the first two amas of the Agola, you're back to back two Kroshim. And then the last two amas are back to back two Kroshim, and you have a full amma in between. And now you don't have a shayla of Lavud. So we took care of the problem of Lavud because we didn't space it evenly between the four. Because then there was a problem, there's only two tefachim each. But now we're not spacing it evenly. We're doing a group of two that mamash touching each other here, the back to back. So the brichim shouldn't be connected to each other. And then on the other end, you have two kroshim back to back without the brichim next to each other. So it comes out, you have a full amma in between. That's what counts as teretz ba'atboy. There's another pshat, the word atboy doesn't mean rings. Atboy just means that it's a certain type of pin they used to have, like a paper clip, and just a muscle of what it looked like. That, and the reason why they lined it up the same way they lined it up in groups of two is because then it would stay much more sturdy. But if you grouped it evenly, they would move during transport. They wouldn't hold each other. But if you make them a group of two here, a group of two there, and you pile it up evenly, then they'll hold each other much better. That's the word atbayi means. But either way, it means the same thing either way. And you have a full amma in between. So the Mar's Teretz is, they have full amma in between. And that's why it'll be Rosh Hashanah in that gap of one amma. It's not loved. Right, the Gemara. Atbayi heichem, nanu kasha. Atbayi heichem, monoklu, agaba da golom. So what are you saying? There's gaps. So, but the problem is, we are these kroshim put on top of the agola. Agola gufa makurahava. The flatbed itself, the agola is a flatbed. It has a floor itself. So, heck, say tachteim. It's just a rabbin. Forget about the kroshim. Under the agola has the floor of the agola. It can't be just a rabbin. What is so worried about the kroshim? The floor of the agola is a roof already. How can it be just a rabbin going under the agola? And for the Gemara, Omar Shmuel be a seidois. We're talking about that it doesn't have a floor, this wagon. It has these ladder. It looks like a ladder. It has like these strips of board that just hold up big things. But there's a lot of spaces in between. It's not a flatbed with a floor. It's a flatbed just with different rungs. And that's how the wagon is made. And therefore, there's no roof going under the wagon itself without the kroshim. And the problem was the kroshim with the roof. Teretz is in between the gap between the two sets of krashim. You have altogether four krashim coming out. Each character is wide one amma. You have two in the front, two in the back, and a space in between. And that space in between you'll have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim under the agalos, Beinehem, and Sidehem, and Tachtehem.